Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors have a number of action items before them today. Several of these items are budget issues having to do with setting deputy salaries in each department and approving transfers and appropriations in the next fiscal year. The county engineer also has several items for the supervisors to consider. These include review and approval of right-of-way for several local culvert projects. Planting progress was slowed again last week by wet conditions. The USDA crop report says there were just 2 days suitable for field work due to the rain. The amount of corn planted went from 47% to 57%, which is now 1 week behind last year after being just 2 days back the week before. Soybean planting moved from 30% to 39% complete and is now also 1 week behind last year's pace. While the rain has slowed planting, it's helped continue to push back the drought conditions. The USDA weekly report shows 92% of topsoil moisture is now adequate or at a surplus, compared to 73% that showed adequate or surplus moisture a week ago. With another goal reached, Floyd Valley Healthcare is moving on to the next step of their master facility plan. During the open house of their physical therapy wing last week, CEO Dustin Wright said a second phase of their facilities plan is now underway.
It's a remodel of our obstetrics and maternal health department that we're starting with. That space will now have labor, delivery, recovery, postpartum rooms. They'll be twice the size of what we currently have. And throughout the years, we've noted that the feedback has been is that our quality standards, our provider team are second to none. Our space need to match that.
This phase includes expansion of the maternal health care area at the hospital and an expansion of laboratory facilities. Wright says this work should be completed by the end of the year. The Republican who is challenging Congressman Randy Feenstra in next month's GOP primary says Feenstra is not conservative enough to represent the 4th District. Kevin Virgil cites Feenstra's support for the 6 budget bills that passed the House in March. Feenstra, seeking a third term in the U.S. House, says he supported the national security legislation because due to Biden's failed foreign policy, our enemies no longer fear us and our allies no longer trust us. Virgil grew up on an O'Brien County farm and served in the Army. He joined the CIA after 9/11, and after leaving the agency, he founded a software firm that has won multi-million dollar contracts with the U.S. Defense Department. In December, Virgil moved from New York to his family's Century Farm near Sutherland. The June primary is 3 weeks from today. The governor has another week to sign or veto the remaining bills passed by the 2024 legislature. She's already approved a billion-dollar tax cut on the state's spending plans for the fiscal year that begins July the 1st. The nearly $9 billion state budget is 4.2% higher than the current year's spending level. The budget for the state's court system includes a 5% salary increase for Iowa judges. The governor signed bills that divert $10 million from Iowa's area education agencies to set up a new division in the Iowa Department of Education to oversee the AEAs. As many as 62 new state employees will be hired for the Division of Special Education. And Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd was in New York City Monday among a group of supporters who've joined Donald Trump at his trial. Byrd endorsed Trump last October, the only statewide elected official to publicly back Trump before the 2024 Iowa caucuses. In a written statement issued after her arrival in New York, Byrd called the criminal charges against Trump lawfare and an effort by President Biden's allies to keep Trump off the campaign trail by keeping him tied up in court. Iowa Democratic Party Chairwoman Rita Hart says Iowans deserve an attorney general who's focused on serving her constituents rather than pursuing her political ambitions at a photo op 1,100 miles from the Iowa Capitol. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.